Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
John the Baptist out there saying, there's somebody who's coming after me, Jesus, whose shoes I'm not even worthy to tie, latch it. They're saying, he said, he shall baptize you with Holy Ghost and with fire. And a lot of people quit reading and they talk about today, Holy Ghost baptism and Holy Ghost fire baptism. And I told Valerie, I said, you don't want this kind of fire. Okay. Do y'all have any idea what I'm talking about? This is yes, this is no. Okay. Because the next verse explains what that fire is. It's the fire of judgment. He's going to bring the wheat into the garner. That's the good ones, the saved ones. But the chaff, he's going to burn with unquenchable fire. That's the judgment of God on people's lives. So when you read, you got to get it all in context. Just don't take one verse. What does it mean? We'll read the rest of it. Well, same thing applies to the thing about Paul. There was with me a thorn in the flesh, and people scratch their head. What's the thorn in the flesh? The very next verse tells you what the thorn in the flesh was. A messenger of Satan to buffet me. In other words, because Paul went into the third heavens, God allowed, now please be careful what I'm about to say and don't take it wrong. God allowed a messenger of Satan, Paul used the word buffet. The word buffet means to beat up on, okay? He was not possessed. Believers cannot be possessed by demons. They can be oppressed, but not possessed. Now, I know a lot of believers who act like the devil, but they're not possessed. Are you? That's a whole different story. All right. So, again, you got that context for a messenger, Satan, there was to buffet him because he had went to the third heavens. He had saw all those things. And to keep him from sharing what he had saw, he said, it's not lawful for me to utter those things. And I said all that to say this. When you hear about kids or men who, some ladies who die and they go into heaven, they come back and they write books and movies and all these things. If God would not allow the Apostle Paul to share what he saw in heaven, what makes you think he'd let somebody else share some of the things? By the way, you can't believe everything you hear about in Hollywood. I know. Here's the only thing you got to believe right here. The Word of God. It's 100, if it's possible, and 10% pure. And I got this, we have some visitors here, and I got a lot of people will tell you that this is not the perfect Word of God, that it has some mistakes in it. I'm telling you, there are no mistakes in my Bible. I have a King James Bible. I'm not picking on anybody else's, But if you don't have a King James Bible, you don't have a pure Word of God. You don't have a completed Word of God. People use the NIV. You know what the NIV means, an uninspired version? There are over 100 verses that are omitted out of the NIV that are in the King James. So you don't even have a completed Bible. I'm not even talking about the translations and that, where it come from and all. That's for these scholars. But I know this Bible is good enough for me. It's some of you old folk, I know Messiah knows this commercial. Remember the old commercial about Ivory soap? It's so pure it floats. Y'all remember that, the Ivory soap? And they would say, some of you young people have no idea what I'm talking about. But as a kid, we watched commercials. They were good commercials back then, you know? Yum, yum, bumblebee tuna. I love bumblebee. Hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. What? Man, those are good commercials. They don't have things like that nowadays. Well, the thing about Ivory soap, it's 99.44% pure. It's so pure it floats. Y'all remember that commercial? Well, the Bible is not 99.44% pure. It's 100% pure. Psalm 1, every word is pure. Every word. What we have here. So, said all that. By the way, now I get back on my subject here. I didn't even get in Hebrews chapter number 8 yet. True story. Now you know what's wrong with me. Had the kids over this past week on the 4th of July and had a great time. And something was said about when I was young. Yeah, I know. I was born in 1960, okay? I'm still a young guy. I'm 62. No, I'll be 63 in December. Anyway, we're not talking about things that when I was growing up, what it was like and some of the neat things. And somehow we got on the subject of a mosquito fogger. And as a kid, I ran behind the mosquito truck. How many of y'all did that? That was a neat, Archie, that's what's wrong with me and you. They were spraying DDT, but they would come by almost once a week down Avenue O, because there was a canal there and all the mosquitoes and all the kids in the neighborhood, you'd hear that guy coming. And all this fog coming out, and we get behind it. Now y'all know what's wrong with me. They outlawed that DDT in 1970. We looked it up. And it's so funny, the kids actually, I didn't know you could Google it. I guess you can Google anything. They didn't believe me. You did not? Yes, I did. No, you did not? Yes, you did. Yes, I did. And they Googled it about, and it had all kinds of, now don't you do this in church, wait till you get home, all right? What about run behind mosquito sprayers and trucks and all? And you did, Daddy. No wonder you got brain damage, you know. And all. But anyway, I have no idea how I got on that subject, except let's go back to Hebrews chapter number 7. I really run that one away. Every word of God is pure. He was made higher than the heavens. Verse number 27. Who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices first for his own sins and then for the people's? It's talking about the high priest since Aaron in the Levitical order. Before they could offer sacrifices for the people, they had to offer sacrifice for themselves because they were sinners. And then he said, for this he did once, the sacrifice, when he offered up himself. Jesus Christ made that sacrifice for our sins, not for his sin. Why? Because he was holy. He was harmless. He was undefiled. He was unstained. But he made that sacrifice for us on the cross of Calvary. And that's what this is saying. And by the way, he did it once. That's a key word. Those priests had to keep going daily. By every day, they had to make sacrifices for themselves. Jesus only had to do it. Why? Because it was sufficient. And there won't be, and he won't never have to do it again. Once and for all, we'll find out later in the book of Hebrews that term, once for all. But anyway, he did this once when he offered up himself. A big important word, because y'all are Bible students, y'all are Bible scholars. It's the word propitiation. We find it in the book of 1 John, okay? The word propitiation has a dual meaning. It means that he not only was the offering, he was the offerer. Did you catch that? He was the offerer and he was the offering. Only Jesus could do that. He became the propitiation for our sins. He was the offering, his shed blood on Calvary. And we're going to find out in a minute, okay, we're getting Hebrews chapter number 8, that Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary, and I believe he took it to heaven and put it on the altar in heaven, the Holy of Holies, and we'll look at that in just a minute. But he became the offering and the offerer. He became the sacrifice, and this ain't good English, but the sacrificer. Sacrificer. Is that even a word? It is now. Sacrificer. Sacrificer. That's a pretty good word, but you get the point, okay? Once and for all. In verse number 28, for the law maketh men high priests which have infirmities. The law is the key, and I got to move on. But the law maketh men high priests which have infirmities. They were sinners, but yet they were priests. But the word of oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. The word consecrated means perfected. And I love that word, forevermore.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may May God bless you richly, is our prayer.